Hey, business casual listeners. I've been using the Brio air purifier for a little under a month, and I'm highly impressed with the performance. It has drastically improved my indoor air quality, and its patent advanced particle removal technology is second to none. It's also incredibly convenient to use and maintain, making it an ideal choice for anyone looking to improve their home air quality. I've noticed a few cool things so far. You can feel the air becoming clean. It dries out the air a bit, so using this with a humidifier would be ideal for those who like to retain some moisture in the air. My ceiling fans, where I use Brio most often, has less dust buildup. Some need to know starter info. When I first plugged the Brio in and let it run, it had a strong plastic smell due to high heat injection molding residue. Wiping the Brio down with soap, water, and a microfiber cloth, then allowing it time to fully dry, helped significantly. A surprise use case I did not expect was when my wife was cooking and the salmon got away from her, and the smoke in the house started to fill the kitchen. I quickly grabbed a towel and began to fan the smoke from the smoke detector, not to wake up my sleeping 6-month baby. I realized this would be an excellent job for Brio. I grabbed it from the living room and plugged it into the kitchen, making the job of not setting the smoke detector off a breeze. In just 2 weeks, it helped my air quality and dust accumulation and helped stop my baby from waking up. Do you even have to ask? Yes, I recommend the Brio. As a special offer for my listeners, use code MYLES, M-Y-L-E-S, 15 to get 15% off the Brio. And let me know what you think about this incredible machine in the comments. Peace. Bye. Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back to Business Casual. I'm your host, Miles Brown. And today's topic is about you cannot force anyone or anybody to believe the exact way you believe. For years now, I've tried to beat into certain people's heads my philosophy and how I've navigated and been able to have the outcomes in certain areas of my life. And what I've noticed is that those people in those specific areas where I've been successful, and I tried to pass on what helped me or how that knowledge that I learned and wisdom that I've gained to really be able to stand on my foundation. And they'll hear the information. Some people will just straight out reject it. Some people will listen and ask questions and want to know more and this, that, and the third, but they'll never apply it to their actual life. They won't truly believe that fat meat is greasy. And it really, really shows what type of trajectory you're on when you can understand that maybe you can't help everybody. You can't force everybody to believe how you believe. Like, you went through that. So you have the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know it for sure. But when you're trying to tell somebody to go through what you went through to achieve what you achieved, a lot of times they can't process or see what it takes to achieve that level of success. And they want to do it their own way. And it's perfectly fine. And some people over the years have come back to me and said, you were right. you were right. The foundation that you built, it really is going to take me being a man or woman of my word. It's going to take me showing up every single day, no excuses. It's going to take years of perfection and crafting and getting this precise and getting that precise. It's going to take so much time and effort and focus to achieve this thing that I say that I want. And truthfully, until I bit the bullet and worked on me, became reliable. Like, if you can't rely on yourself to stick to the plan, then you can't expect anybody else who you want to rope into your mess to stick to the plan. And one of the hardest things about being a business owner that most people just aren't cut out for, there's never a time when you as the business owner can drop the ball and just check out. Even on vacation, an emergency may happen and you may have to drop everything, pick the laptop up and solve some issues. And everybody dreams of being this business owner who's like the CEO, making millions of dollars, and you know, but there's a time before you make the millions if you weren't already like a millionaire. If you are a millionaire, you're probably not worrying about certain things. But if you aren't a millionaire and you're starting a business, you have to understand that the struggle time of getting on your feet can last far longer than getting a good job and having a stable income 2 weeks after you sign the deal. And the amount of work that's necessary to be an entrepreneur over the grand scheme of time is far more you're giving up than having a job. And it's almost like the buy or rent situation. There are times where you're renting the salary, and that may actually be better than you buying the business. Because buying the business, you start with the LLC, then you gotta buy this, then you gotta buy that, and you gotta get insurance, you gotta have employees, those are payrolls, then you gotta get, so you're buying the business. Like, the business does pay off eventually, just like with a down payment on a house. You buy this home, it's worth $300K. You put up $80,000, $100,000 down. You hold that property for 10, 15 years, and you can sell it for maybe more or less, depending on what happened in the market. But when you're renting, like getting a paycheck, if the people evict you and you're gone, there's really nothing left there. It's okay, let me go find another apartment. Let me go find another rent. Let me go find another paycheck. So there's always a place where I'm like, if you're fine and you're good and you can make a salary that's like a good amount of money, like you can plan a trip, you can, you know, you can enjoy your life on that money, it's not always necessary to run and own a business. Like, you might want to find less involved ways to make money that are like more sure. So I don't want everybody who listens to this podcast, and you know, I'm coming from such a entrepreneurial standpoint, but just like buying versus renting, sometimes some things are in your favor to not own.
Some things are in your favor to own, but what's your risk? What can you truly risk? Like, maybe starting a business when you have very small kids, a high mortgage and some more stuff might not be the best time to start a business. Might be the best time to start a business, depending on what business it is. But it's on you to actually know this and to have that belief and understanding of what it's going to take, what it's going to require from you to achieve what it is that you actually want to get out of life. And so my message today, to wrap it all up, you can't force anybody to believe that you know what it takes to live a better life, a better quality of life. You can't force anybody to believe this. And that comes down to religious beliefs, financial beliefs, personal beliefs, fitness beliefs, dietary beliefs. All of these things work for you. But for another person to see it work for them, they have to be willing to implement it thoroughly and assess whether that works or does not work for them. Never waste too much time trying to convince someone of your belief. Tell that person, give them the information, give them the knowledge, be respectful about it, and move on. The longer you spend trying to convince somebody that you're right, the less time you have to allow their circumstances to speak more highly than you. One last example. Somebody is dealing with weight issues. Thousands of things can be the problem with weight. The main one, overeating. The next one, maybe on a medication that swells you up. The next one, maybe you have an injury and you can't work out the way you used to, and there's an adjustment period. There's all of these things. Dietarily, you're eating really bad foods instead of the ones that would help you. No matter what you tell an overweight person, somebody who is struggling with this specific thing, even if you were struggling with it, it's very hard to convince somebody to do the right thing for themselves and believe that it really will change them unless they're willing to implement it themselves. So if you talk to somebody about something over and over and over and over and over again about something, this is your reassurance to stop talking to them. They know. They've heard you. Either they believe you and going to implement it or they're not. But your breath to keep trying to go over and over and explain with this person, your obligation ends at, oh, I see you going this way. Through my life and learning, mentorship, whatever I've gone through has shown me that the way you're thinking is going to continue ending you up with this result. The way you're moving is going to end up with you and with this result, or the lack of you moving. But there's nothing I personally can do to make you believe that what I'm telling to you needs to be implemented immediately, right now. This isn't something you need to hold on to, wait on. And they're either going to believe you and move with the information or they're not. But stop trying to convince them. Until next time, I'm your host, Miles Brown. Pray to Yahweh, always seek Him. Pray about everything that I've told you here today. And if anybody pops up in your mind that you've been wasting way too much time on trying to get them to get on your path, show them a different way, let it go. Peace.